I'll tell you kind of
a scale that's a little bit different than what you actually hear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, it's from B flat. What's done is the A is sharper. So. So basically, you're playing A, which is the fifth of the. No, sorry, C. I'm
yeah.
I'm thinking B flat target. Uh-huh. You're playing the C higher. Do. Instead of playing that, and then you play B sharper. So let's play the scale together. So basically, it's.
So, just so I'm totally clear, it's just the C is a little bit sharper.
And that, but then you don't play, so the C is a little sharper, but then you don't play the C sharp or D flat.
You're talking concert, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. The D flat is
also.
It's high, yes.
Two. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's both.
Hey, it's hard to lip up on trumpet.
It's really hard to lip up.
So.
Well, I think
you have
the high notes, the
finger.
I'm coming down from
here. Yeah, you have to play the note up. That's what I was just doing, yeah.
Yes. But then when you stop on C. Clear C. So we
have... Oh, I see. It's tension. Okay, tension.
Thank you. parts like this, you only do it on the surface. Yes.
Are you going? Turkish makam, or is it just okay?
So like the second's raised, the third's flatted a tiny bit, but the second's raised like
cool.
But so then you just come down to it because it can't allow that.
What's the difference when you play in the lights? Like in Turkish music, usually these are like slow and you can hear them well. Yes. Here it's like you gotta play them fast with embellishments. It becomes very difficult.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Because of the replacement of the mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's why it's difficult to hit them right, because they're fast.
Yeah.
You know, you go. You know, it's not. Turkish, you know, it's more.
Yeah.
Here you gotta do it fast, and that's why people cannot do it right, because it's a lot of control. You know, like it's huge control in the mouth.
Yeah.
Especially for me here right now, this position where I'm playing is like, it's a hell.
Yeah.
And I always have to hit the right position in the right note, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like if you were playing this, you would want to play it like in C or something, right?
Oh, I for me, A
or A.
because I have a position here. Yes. I don't have to do it with the mouth. I have a note.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I remember I learned that.
Is that why it likes... Does that influence the improvisation? Like sometimes, like the recording that we got this from, you know, it's like it's got Boban Markovic and Namsa and these guys, and they'll take it to different keys and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So like
you go to the key for your
instrument, or is that not so much?
You can, yes, yeah. You can, but yeah, I mean, F is a saxophone key.
Yes.
Okay.
Like E flat is a very good saxophone key.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clarinet keys, you know, like I can go from G, A, B, they're open because it's open. Mm-hmm. Like I have open playing.
Yeah.
G.
Yeah, okay.
It opens the sound.
I see.
But when I'm in F, so.
Yes, F.
I mean, it sounds kind of cool, like in a kind of constrained way, you know?
Yeah. Yes, but when you play solo, you want to be heard, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm playing in F with everyone playing, uh-huh. I'm going to be buried.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go where it's brighter, where you have a little more
where I can cut,
open, yes.
You know, through,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But of course you can play from it.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. If you want, yes, people go from keys to keys, you know? Like,
you
feel comfortable with that, you can just go, look everyone, yeah. And they can be there, uh-huh. You know, like.
Cool.
But there are ways, mm-hmm. There are good ways to
modulate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, like you're. I went from A to G. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in G minor, I can go to C major.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. It sounds.
While we're in this like this mode, like you like to hear the fourths, and you like it in the octave of where you're soloing. Like if I'm an accompanist or if I'm like playing the keyboard,
yes, yeah,
you like that kind of sound. Yeah. Or you like not so much.
Yeah, I mean usually it's brighter, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Basically, that's improvisation. What you have there.
Yeah.
That's why I would not know it. Right, but it's an improvisation that I would play in a different way.
Yeah.
And you have a particular way of playing it, but we are trying to get. So the last thing that I want to tell you about this is here. So. So. How is it? There. Play that. Yeah, so this is always. The keyboard players.
Do you guys want to run this a little bit?
Wait,